experience provides, if you please, the basic new input for the thinking that we're going to do. It's the source of the raw material for our thinking. What we see and what we taste and what we smell and what we feel and what we hear gives us data to reflect upon, to manipulate, to hypothesize about, to explain, to try to figure out, to try to understand. We noted, and it is an important matter to note, that experience does not need to be firsthand. It is crucially important to realize that we can utilize experience second and third and tenth hand. And so through the experience of what we read and of what we are told, we can access the experience of others, what they perhaps in the
first.
invention and experimentation. Those basic tools I would suggest to you are the tools that are at the heart of what I've been calling, in the latter part of this series, modern rational empiricism. Let's go back and look at them one more time.